Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So a reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 15, Text 32. Nisamya Bhagavan Margam. Samstam Yadu Kulusya Cha. Svapatya Matim Chakre. Nibri Atma Yudhisthira. Nishyamya. Deliberating. Bhagavat. Regarding the Lord. Margam. The ways of his appearance and disappearance. Samstam. End. Yadu Kulasya, of the dynasty of King Yadu. Cha, also. Sva, the abode of the Lord. Pataya, on the way of. Matim, desire. Chakre, gave attention. Mibritatma, lonely and alone. Yudhisthira, King Yudhisthira. Translation. Upon hearing of Lord Krishna's returning to his abode, and upon understanding the end of the Yadu dynasty's earthly manifestation, Maharaj Yudhisthira decided to go back home, back to Godhead. Purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Maharaj Yudhisthira also turned his attention to the instructions of the Bhagavad Gita after hearing about the Lord's departure from the vision of the earthly people. He began to deliberate on the Lord's way of appearances and departure. The mission of the Lord's appearance and disappearance in the mortal universe is completely dependent on His supreme will. He is not forced to appear or disappear by any superior energy, as the living entities being and appearing appear and disappear, being forced by the laws of nature. Whenever the Lord likes, He can appear Himself from anywhere and everywhere without disturbing His appearance and disappearance in another place. He is like the sun. The sun appears and disappears in its own accord at any place without disturbing its presence in other places. The sun appears in the morning in India without disappearing from the Western Hemisphere. The sun is present everywhere and anywhere, all over the solar system. But it so appears that in a particular place, the sun appears in the morning and disappears at some time fixed in the evening. The time limitation, even of the sun, is of no concern, and so what to speak of the Supreme Lord, who is the creator and controller of the sun? Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, it is stated that anyone who factually understands the transcendental appearance and disappearance of the Lord by His inconceivable energy becomes liberated from the laws of birth and death and is placed in the eternal spiritual sky where the Vaikuntha planets are. There such liberated persons can eternally live without the pangs of birth, death, old age and disease. In the spiritual sky, the Lord and those who are eternally engaged in His transcendental loving service of the Lord are all eternally young, because there is no old age and disease, and there is no death. Because there is no death there, there is no birth. It is concluded, therefore, that simply by understanding the Lord's appearance and disappearance in truth, one can attain the perfectional stage of life. Therefore, Maharaj Yudhisthira also began to consider going back to Godhead. The Lord appears on the earth or any other mortal planet along with His associates who live with Him eternally, and the members of the Yadu family who were engaged in supplementing the pastimes of the Lord are no other than His eternal servants, eternal associates, and so also Maharaj Yudhisthira and his brothers and mother, etc. Since the appearance and disappearance of the Lord and His eternal associates are transcendental, one should not be bewildered by the external features of appearance and disappearance. Om Gyana Tingaram Dasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshura Militam Mena Tasma Shri Guru Venimaha Nama Om Vishnu Vaya Krishna Vasaya Bhutaleshu Madhu Vidhan Nanda Vasaya Niti Namane Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutaleshu Madhi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nithi Namaha. Namaste Saraswati Devam Gauravani Vicharine Naivasya Shunyavadi Prashacharya Satarine. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasati Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So I apologize that we're doing this early Bhagavatam class today, but we've got a very important Harinam Sankirtan program on today, which I'm hoping that all those people that are actually left here will attend. We have so many things on this particular day. All the brahmacharis are taken up with the rainbow serpent, the big day out, Crossways is open, Gopals is open, so we are now reliant on all the grihastha men and women to represent the Hare Krishna movement at this huge festival that's happening, the Australia Day Festival in the city. For those of you that have never been to that event, there's probably going to be around about 200, maybe 300,000 people in the city. It's going to be a nice day. The Lord Mayor will be there, the Premier will be there, all the different dignitaries will be there, and we have an opportunity to benedict them by the sound of the holy name. And so now I'm reliant on all of you to become part of this event. We're going to be taking prasadam at around about 8 o'clock, so I'd like you all to have a quick breakfast, and then the bus will be leaving here at about 9 o'clock at the latest. So we get there at about 9:30, 9:15, and then around about 11:30, they want us there early so they can organise everything. We take off on this Harinam. Last year we were a bit panic stricken. It was Atulya, myself, and Rasanandini, I think. Was that the lot? We're the three of us with a banner and some cartels. And everybody else was there. I mean, the Hindu community there was about 50 of them. The Falun Gong were there, and there was about 100 of them. And we, as the Hare Krishna movement, was myself and three Matajis. Hare Krishna. And then slowly everybody came just at the last moment. So this was the Lord's plan somehow or another. But we don't want to go through that again this year. So we want everybody there on time and enthusiastic. And it was amazing when I read the purport yesterday, just in regards to the verse that we're doing today, about the appearance and disappearance of the Supreme Lord. It's such an appropriate verse for what's happening in the weeks to come. The Lord can appear whenever and wherever He likes. And simply by understanding, this is the key that was mentioned here by Srila Prabhupada, the key to Krishna consciousness, the key to enlightenment, to spiritual self-realization, is simply to understand the Lord's appearance and disappearance in truth. One who attains, one will attain perfection of life, just by understanding who Krishna actually is. So there's a couple of sections Prabhupada mentioned here about Krishna's disappearance. There's a couple of sections in Bhagavad Gita, and in particular in the fourth chapter of Bhagavad Gita, from about verse 5 onwards, Krishna explains about his birth and his appearances and disappearances. And the Blessed Lord says, many, many births both you and I have passed. This is text 5. Many, many births both you and I have passed. I can remember all of them, but you cannot, O subduer of enemies. And Prabhupada in the purport quotes, in the Brahma Samhita we have information of many, many incarnations of the Lord, and it's stated there, Advaitam Achutam Anadim Anantarupam Ajam Purana Purusham Navayovanamsha Vedesha Durlabham Adurlabham Atma Bhakta Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. Translation is, I worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead Govinda, who is the original person, absolute, infallible, without beginning, although expanded into unlimited form, still the same original, the oldest, and the person always appearing as a fresh youth. Prabhupada was mentioning that too. In the spiritual world, we don't get old, we stay youthful. So Krishna is a fresh youth. People have this understanding of God being an old personality with a big long beard and so on and so forth, but in actuality he's a teenager, he's a kid. He likes to have fun. So God is really a super great personality. Such eternal, blissful and all-knowing form of the Lord are usually understood by the best Vedic scholars, but they are always manifested to the pure, unalloyed devotee. Similarly, Prabhupada then states another verse from Brahma Samhita, Rama Himurtishu Kalami Jamena Tistam Nanavataram Akarodhu Vaneshu Kintu Krishna Swayam Samabhavat Paramam Pamanyo Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. I worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is always situated in various incarnations, such as Ram, Ashringa, many sub-incarnations as well, but who is the original personality of Godhead, known as Krishna, and who incarnates personally also. In the Vedas it's also said that the Lord, although one without a second, nevertheless manifests himself in innumerable forms. He is like a Vaidurya stone. I've never heard of this before. A Vaidurya stone apparently is a stone that changes colour and still remains the same stone. Anybody heard of this yet? So it's an amazing stone. So Krishna is compared to this stone. All those multiforms are understood by pure unalloyed devotees, but not by a simple study of the Vedas. If there has to be Vedeshu Durlava Madurlava Matma Bhakto. So a devotee like Yudhisthira is a constant companion of the Lord, a constant lover of the Lord. And whenever the Lord incarnates, the associates, as is mentioned here by Prabhupada in the purport, all the associates incarnate in order to serve the Lord while he is having that pastime. Again, in chapter 4, 6 to 8, the Lord explains why the Lord appears. Although I am unborn and my transcendental body never deteriorates, and although I am the Lord of all sentient beings, Krishna says, I still appear in every millennium in my original transcendental form. Yada yadahi dharmasya is the next verse. Whenever and wherever there is a decline of religious practices, O descendant of Bharata, and a predominant rise of irreligion, at that time I descend myself. And final verse is, Paritpanaya sarunam vinishaya chaduskrita, in order to deliver the pious and annihilate the miscreants, as well as to re-establish the principles of religion, I invent myself millennium after millennium. So every time Krishna is here for the devotees to dispel, to get rid of the evil elements within the world. And finally, Krishna says, Janma karma chame divyam evam yoviti tatvataha tatva deham punajama naiti mamati sorjuna. One who knows the transcendental nature, and this is the purport again, this is exactly what Prabhupada is talking about. One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving his body, take birth again in this material world, but attains my abode, O Arjuna. So again in the purport, Prabhupada states, and quoting Srila Prabhupada, Bhagavad Gita, as it is, stated that anyone who factually understands the transcendental appearance and disappearance of the Lord by his inconceivable energies becomes liberated from the laws of birth and death, and is placed eternally in the spiritual sky where the Vaikuntha planets are. So this is Prabhupada actually directly quoting from Bhagavad Gita. There such personalities can eternally live without the pangs of birth and death, old age and disease. In the spiritual sky, the Lord and those who are eternally engaged in transcendental loving service of the Lord are all eternally young, because there is no old age, disease, and there's no death. Because there's no death, there is no birth. So some of us that are getting a little older, some of you that are younger, you don't have that. You don't want to grow older. There are things that you used to be able to do, like sit cross-legged for a long period of time. Can't do that anymore. The body is starting to deteriorate. And it's happening to all of us. Now here it is pointed out that to know Krishna, it frees one from the miseries of this material world. It actually liberates us. So to know Krishna is the ultimate of all knowledge. And as much as people like to contradict this material world is nothing but a miserable place. There can be little pockets of some happiness, but basically it's always miserable. There's always some misery going on. And unlike, because today is Australia Day, unlike the usual Australian aphorisms of she'll be right, mate, you know, when you talk to someone, you know, how are you, mate? Oh, she'll be right, mate. I'm fine, mate, no worries. Even a person, like I mention sometimes when I do chaplaincy, even a person has got inflictions of different injuries or illnesses in the hospital, and when you come up to see them and you say, how are you today? Oh, I'm okay. It's a natural response. Oh, I'm all right. But you're not all right. This material world is miserable. You're going to grow old. Your limbs are going to hurt. You know, you're going to go grey. Your eyesight's going. All these different things are going to go on. As much as we don't want to, we want to stay eternally youthful. Everybody tries for that. You know, they use Botox and, you know, all different sorts of transplants. And, you know, there was one famous singer that was so attached to being young that he even transplanted the testicles of a monkey to be able to keep being young. Frank Sinatra did that. So he had the money. So these are incredible things. When you read about all these different things that people try to do to stay young, it is absolutely absurd. They use steroids and testosterone and all these different artificial things just to somehow or other maintain their youth. But it's absolutely useless. It doesn't work. This place is miserable. So we as devotees want to relieve people of this fear, especially this fear of growing old, fear of birth and death and suffering. We want to relieve people. Devotees are kind-hearted. They want to relieve people of this suffering and give them something else. Just like recently, I've been doing some chaplaincy work to a very old friend of mine who is suffering from cancer. Now, before that, he was a very effervescent sort of guy, very up, always really, you know, he was a good tennis player, an author, a psychologist, a meditator, lived a reasonably pure sort of life. And all of a sudden, he was afflicted with cancer, and his world started crumbling. His career was no longer, he couldn't handle speaking to people in psychology. He was so depressed. He sits in his room all day, just thinking about death, his impending death. Now he has to go for these different treatments, chemotherapy and this therapy and that therapy. They hurt. It's not pleasant. They affect you psychologically. They affect you physically, in that you feel like vomiting all the time and you get headaches and pain in the body. And so intense just to eradicate this illness that this person has. And it is completely depressing for him because he has no understanding. So he's drawing as many people as he can to him. He's going back to his priests. He's asking me to come and talk to him. He's reading Bhagavad Gita. He's playing. He's just, so that's good. But the point of it is that there's just so much suffering. So knowledge of Krishna gives us emancipation from this suffering. Just the simple knowledge of Krishna, everything becomes eradicated. Therefore, it is the duty of a sincere devotee to give that knowledge where he can. You know, we have that analogy that Prabhupada makes. If there's an epidemic, if there's a major disease in the world, and somehow or other you've stumbled upon the panacea, you've stumbled upon the cure. Now, you can hold on to it for yourself, but that's a very selfish attitude. But a person who's compassionate would automatically give it to as many people as they can. So a sincere devotee, it is their duty, actually, to give this knowledge wherever they can and relieve the suffering of the masses. This is what Prabhupada's mission was, and that's what his Guru Maharaj wanted to do. Come to the West and relieve the suffering, you know, because they've seen the truth. They know what the reality is. And so that is the duty of the devotee of the Lord, to also bring this forward to the general populace. Now, as I said, the Lord can manifest any way he wants to. He's not under the dictates of anybody. No one can tell the Lord what to do, especially a young Krishna. Krishna wants to have his pastime. That's it, folks. Krishna's having his pastime. And in the Kali Yuga, he manifests personally in the sound vibration of his holy name. And we, as his devotees, introduce people to the sound of the holy name of Krishna. And one of the best ways to do that is by loud kirtan. Loud kirtan. Let people hear the holy name. Let that be the start. Let Krishna enter into the ear of the non-devotee, the materialist, the suffering personality. And let that enter into their ear and let them start to know Krishna. So Harinam, 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 Eva Kevalam, Kaloam, Esteban, 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 Gatilan, Yudan. There is no other way. No other way. The scriptures emphatically point out there's no other way to actually penetrate people, to get people involved, to know Krishna, except through the Harinam process, by hearing the holy name of the Lord. So today is Australia Day. Big deal. Australia Day. And we've got this Maha Harinam Kirtan, which is, we're not celebrating Australia Day, you know, we're not part of the No Worries group. We're actually there to help those 300 or 200,000 people that are coming to celebrate Australia Day. We're coming there to engage people and to start penetrating them, giving them the inoculation. If you see yourself actually as a bit of an epidemic nurse, you know, you see it in Africa where they're giving typhoid and polio injections and stuff, and there's like hundreds of kids lined up and they're all p-choom, p-choom, p-choom. You like that? They're giving the injection. So we as devotees are sort of in a similar sort of situation. We are giving the holy name to people. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Another one. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. So on and so forth. So we're inoculating people. We're infecting people. We are disturbing people. We are disturbing people. Some people actually feel we're a disturbance. Yes, we are. We are disturbing you. When someone comes up to you with a needle for a polio injection or some, you know, some sort of, it's a disturbance. Ow, it hurts. But afterwards you have the effects of it and think, wow, that wasn't bad. I'm glad I got that needle, or otherwise I may have got polio. So we are disturbing people. We penetrate into their lives. A lot of people are not aware that they're suffering. As I said before, people try to cover it over. I'll be right. I'm all right, mate. I'll be okay. But you're not. You know, if you take it any step further, they're not. But people think, oh no, I'll be okay. If I just get over this illness, I'll be okay. If I just get over this car accident, you know, if my leg is cut off, no, I'll get a prosthetic leg. I'll be okay. I'll be fine. And they convince themselves like this time and time again. But they're not okay. So we as the doctors and nurses of bhakti, we're actually having to give the panacea to people. So Harinam Sankirtan is our mass cure for this disease of unattracted to Krishna. So why are these people doing... Yeah, I mean, we get it so often. People say, why are these people doing the chanting? You know, why don't you just get out of here? No, we won't go away. Because we love you, we're going to keep on going. We're going to keep on chanting. So we have to keep on going. Oh yeah, that's right. I was going to mention, before I was a devotee, just to get the idea of how intriguing it is, Harinam, and how, can you remember the first time that you actually got attracted by the holy name? The very first time you heard Hare Krishna. We were doing meditation and so on and so forth, and doing a lot of other things as well, but if we used to go to the city, and you would hear that, your ears would prick up. Hey, I hear the hummers there somewhere. You know, and you'd go searching all over town, and you'd hear the getting louder and louder, and then you're into it. And it was so satisfying, you know. So something really unusual and transcendental happens to you. You know, if you see a busker in the street, oh yeah, he's interesting, yeah, yeah. But the sound vibration of the holy name, especially in those early days, is so intriguing to us. I hear them. Where are they? Where are they? You know what I mean? Park the car and run up. So this is the power of the holy name. So on Australia Day, people are so proud of Australia. You know, we're Australian, mate. We're okay. We're the best country in the world. We've got beautiful sunshine. We've got bushfires. We've got... We're okay. Everything is okay. We'll be right, mate. Some people actually say that it is the invasion day. Invasion day. Because this is the day that the Westerners came here and said to the Aboriginal race, the indigenous race, get out of here. We want this, you know. So again, you know, it's like, oh, happy day, but not for the indigenous people. They think, what the hell now? This was our land. You guys came in here and took it over. Just like all colonialists, like they did in India, like they did in America.
this is our land, this is Australia. Who cares who lives here? Who cares about the people that live here? So anyway, the indigenous people complain. So we had this phone call. Suchitra rang me up and said, listen, we've got this phone call. This guy is on the phone and he's totally irate. He's upset that the Hare Krishnas are doing Hare Nam on Australia Day, because we had it up on the website, right? So this guy rang up, don't you know that this is Invasion Day? Don't you know that people were massacred and slaughtered? This is a sad day. Why are the Hare Krishnas supporting this day? Poor Suchitra didn't know what the hell is going on with this guy. And he also commented to some other people, but we don't care about Australia Day. There's corruption and misery all over the world. We're simply there to give the medicine. You know, we'll wave whatever flag they want us to wave. We'll line up in whatever queue they want us to line up. We'll wave to the Premier and whatever. We're not doing this for any other reason but to give the holy name to people. It's that big injection. All of us on that Hare Nam, when we're chanting, we've got our injections and we go into the audience, the 200,000, 300,000 people that are there, and infiltrating their mind, disturbing their mind. Oh no! Everything is not okay. I'm going to die. You know, Krishna is so magnificent that when you're very, very young, you don't think about dying. You think you're going to live forever. Then all of a sudden you go over 50. Uh-oh. Hang on a tick. I'm a finite. I'm going to actually die. So we're out there for people to hear the holy name. We're out there to give the panacea to people. Giving knowledge of the Lord. Now you wonder, okay, by giving the holy name, how are we giving knowledge of the Lord? The Lord is so amazing. He enters in through the sound vibration of the holy name, and when he's in, he can't come out. Anyone today, when we're out there on Hare Nam, anyone that hears the holy name of the Lord, the Premier, this one, that one, anyone, little kids, everything, they're ultimately going to end up in the spiritual world with Krishna. You have started the whole process of Krishna consciousness. You have started the opportunity for them to know Krishna more and more. Because once you hear, because Krishna, as we said, Krishna can appear and disappear wherever he likes. So we understand from Lord Chaitanya's teachings, from Prabhupada's teaching, that actually Krishna is in the sound vibration of his holy name. So when we're chanting, Krishna is coming through us. Hare Krishna. And straight into their ear. And Krishna sits within their heart next to Super Science. Wake up, come on, let's go, learn a bit more. You know, and so often we have a Hare Nam of people come up and say, oh, tell me a bit more, have you got a restaurant here, and so on and so forth. So we're giving knowledge. So Krishna can manifest again anytime he wants to. In the deity form of the Lord, Krishna manifests himself. So many things. Then he comes out of the temple. Krishna comes out of the temple. Krishna likes to actually be on the front line. He actually likes to go out and see, okay, how are my nurses and doctors administering this panacea? How are they administering the nectar of Krishna consciousness? He likes to see the devotees doing this. So he actually comes out. He says, let me go out and see for myself. I'm here as Jagannath, the Supreme Lord. Krishna comes out with a big smile, big eyes, ready for everyone. And he comes out. This is what's going to happen at Rath Yatra. This is what's happening all over the world. And so the Lord manifests himself, and then those people that actually see the Lord, they get benedicted. They get the opportunity to know God. They get an opportunity to serve the Lord, to pull the ropes, you know, to hear the sound vibration, to stand up for the Lord, you know, to eat prasadam. So many different ways that Krishna starts to infiltrate in their lives. Those who get to see the Lord at Rath Yatra or take prasadam is a special blessing. It's a special blessing. It's a great impact. And in due course of time, they will know Krishna and go back home, back to Godhead. And this is what we all want for people. We want them never to have to suffer anymore. We've seen our parents, our loved ones, getting older and passing away and suffering. You don't want to see that. You don't want to see that happen. Anyone that has a loving spirit doesn't want to see that happen. So this is the way. So all over the world, these manifestations of the Lord appears.
and benedicts the onlookers. So there's Rathyatra festivals now in every part of the globe. Everywhere that's happening. Srila Prabhupada was so much enthused by having these wonderful Rathyatra festivals. From his early, as we read Lilamrita, from his early childhood pastime, that was his consciousness. How can I have Rathyatras? So a little kid had that, as Prabhupada, as a little child, already had this understanding. How can I give the Lord to so many people? So this is very, very important. And Prabhupada very much wanted the Rathyatras in every town and village. And he also wanted that the whole event becomes an incredibly colourful, well-managed, beautiful event. So people are attracted to it. Whoa, what's going on over there? Wow, that looks pretty good. And so they're attracted. And as soon as they're attracted, that's like, again, if you use that analogy of someone inoculating someone against the disease, what do they usually do? If a child has to have an injection, you get a lolly after you've had the injection, you know? So the kid goes, okay, give me it, you know, and then gets a lolly. So we have to do likewise. So Lord Jagannath is not considered just a Vaishnav manifestation of God. If you read actually throughout history, there have been devotee personalities of all religions and castes and races that have worshipped Lord Jagannath. It's quite interesting when I read this. There's one Muslim called Bhakta Salbeg. Bhakta Salbeg was one of the most eminent devotees of Lord Jagannath, and he was a full-on Muslim. Another Muslim was Muhammad Aziz. Is famous for Lord Jagannath bhajans. So this is a Muslim who was so captivated by the beautiful form of Lord Jagannath. Behind the main temple at Sri Jagannath temple in Puri, there is another insignificant small replica of the whole temple. I've never seen it, we can't get in there. And there is a huge cross installed at the rear of the temple with evidence of the Lord being visited by Lord Jesus. So Christ went there and saw Jagannath. Another one was Buddha, had been a great devotee of Lord Jagannath. There's also records of him. And even Lord Jagannath had been the most admired personality of Godhead for Guru Nanak Dev of the Sikh community. So Jagannath is an amazing personality. He crosses all over all boundaries with his broad smile, his brother and sister, smiling away at the people. So this Rathyatra is coming up. So the Lord again will bestow his mercy on so many people of Melbourne at the St Kilda Festival. This is a great important thing. Now all sincere devotees, remember what we said in the beginning, all sincere devotees must help in this transcendental event whichever way they can. You have to be giving knowledge to people. As a devotee, it is not good enough to just keep this for yourself. You have to be able to pass this on to other people. And so whatever way you can, whether you can give Lakshmi, your hard-earned Lakshmi, to this cause of Rathyatra, or whether you can help advertise the event by telling it to your friends and neighbours, or help on the day with so many services that we have, this is so much appreciated by Lord Krishna. And I'm just emphatic to get people to help out as much as they can, because it's really worthwhile doing it. So I'm asking everybody, please help give the mercy of the Lord and you'll benefit unfathomably. You'll benefit yourself unfathomably. The Lord is so pleased. We have no idea how much Krishna actually appreciates our service, you know. I just listened to a class by Radhanath Swami, and he gives this talk about stringing garlands. Have you heard that lecture by Radhanath Swami? He says how important it is and how Krishna views a person making a garland for him. He actually thinks, Krishna feels that a fresh flower offered to him is of more importance to him than jewels and emeralds and diamonds. A flower holds more attraction to the Lord, a fresh flower. So anyone that makes the garlands of the Lord is never forgotten by the Lord. So this is just a simple thing of making a garland for the Lord. The Lord never forgets the service that you've rendered, ever. So this is, you know, if we can also do those kind of services, but in the same token also help people to get to know him, to stop their suffering, because Krishna doesn't want us to suffer. then you're very, very special to him. And we have no idea of this as yet, but we will, you know. And so we need as many people as possible to help in this Rath Yatra, to help in this Harinam program today. The materialist is keen to hear this holy name, or maybe not, but we'll disturb their minds. And when their mind is disturbed, they'll never ever be the same again. Never ever. So this is our duty. So we have to, in many ways, I'll stop here because we want to get going, but in many ways there are opportunities for us to help the Lord. Be an associate like Yudhisthira Maharaj. Be an associate like Arjuna. Help in the spreading of this Krishna consciousness. Help in the promotion of the holy name. Relieve the suffering of people. Just as you are now saved. We just recently had these wonderful initiations. Your path back home, back to God, it's there. There is no more fear in you. This is the first thing that I experienced when I took initiation. The fear factor went, you know, in your life. You didn't have to fear death anymore. Right? I used to work at an old people's home, and I feared so much ending up like these people were. But when I took to Krishna consciousness, I never had to worry about that again. We're going through a similar process now. My wife's mother has to go into permanent care. And, you know, all her life, she's saved up for a beautiful house, expensive ornaments, decorations all over the place. She's Dutch, so, you know, Europeans, they have little this and knick-knackies all over the place. All that, all of it got taken away from her. And she's put into this old person's home in a small little room where a bed, a couple of things, that's it, folks. After a life of struggle, and she's saying, why can't I go back home? You can't. She's lost her intelligence to be able to ascertain. She's got Alzheimer's, she's got disabilities, and now all she can do is just sit and wait for death. This is never the case for devotees. And Bhakti and I were saying, we can never end up like this. We'll always have Prabhupada's books. We'll always have kirtan. We'll always have prasadam. We'll always have the association of devotees coming to see us. There's nothing to fear. And then at the time of death, the spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, will come. Krishna will come. I've seen this personally with people that have passed away, where they've actually said, Krishna, and when, can you see Krishna? Yeah, Krishna's coming. And you think, my God, Krishna's coming for this person. And then their life is then, their existence is then with Krishna eternally, ever youthful. No more death, no more suffering, no more pain. This is the guarantee that Krishna gives to us in Bhagavad Gita. If you surrender to me, I'll take care of you. So this is what we're wanting to give. We want to eradicate this fear of death and disease and old age and so many things. Inoculate them with the holy name. Jagannatha Swami ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. Any quick comments or questions at all, Prabhu, about today's program or anything? No? Have breakfast, and then hopefully Val will be here with the bus at about 8:45, 8:30, 8:45. Whoever needs a lift, we can just go straight on the bus and he'll take you down and take you back to the temple. Okay? Sorry, yeah, Prabhu?
We missed out what is the program. Can you just give a bit of a brief?
The program today is the organisers of the parade would like us to be there at around about 10 o'clock. Okay. We have to wait for about an hour or so we'll just have kirtan, you know. Raja Krishna is coming, he's leading the kirtan. And also, I hope Varadatri, if she's here, I'd like her to leave. I want a woman also to lead. We're a non-sexist organisation, you know, religion. And I'd like to see a woman prominently leading the kirtan. So if you see Varadatri, I haven't had a chance to talk to her yet. She's what? Okay, I'll have a talk. And I hope Narayani Mataji comes out too. But we want to, if you can't go by the bus, just come into the city, right? And we're at past Burke Street, and we're spot number 69. That's ours. So look for number 69. If you're going with the bus with us, then we'll park close by. You just got out and go for it. Okay? Can somebody organize that we have madangas and karatels and everything? Prabhu, can you do that?
Yeah.
Swanson Street. We're going straight down past the town hall, past the railway station, just straight into the parks. And then last year, Raja Krishna got on top of this monument, and we're all bouncing up and down on the monument. We got people engaged in chanting. Anybody there last year? It was pretty ecstatic, wasn't it? It was pretty cool. So it's a pleasant way to get inoculated. It's not. It doesn't hurt too much. Does that answer your question for a bit?
Yep.
And then it goes for about an hour and a half, and then you can just go from there, you know? Any other comments or questions? Yes, Prabhu?
Just got references to Guru Nanak, like the temple.
I'm sorry?
Temple at John Guru.
Yes.
For Jesus.
Yes.
Any references?
I'll check it out for you. I got it from Google. I knew that when we went to Jagannath Puri that was the case. Prabhupada also mentioned it, and that's why. You know Jagadish Prabhu? The old Jagadish Prabhu? Yeah. Because he was a Christian and a very devout Christian, I think he was even a minister, Prabhupada said because Lord Jagannath was also, that Lord Jesus went to Jagannath Puri and was remembered there as Isha, I call you Jagadish, which is another name for Lord Jagannath, because of the connection with Jesus. He actually said that. So, interesting. Yeah. He was the education minister for a long time. Okay, so I really hope everybody comes out. As I said to you, there will be no brahmacharis or devotees from the Bhakta Bhavan going, because we have the big day out happening. We have the Rainbow Serpent program happening where we're doing catering. Again, the Lord is manifesting as prasadam, and they're inoculating in a different way. And we have Crossways happening, and we have Gopals happening. So the devotees, I'm really reliant on the ladies from the ladies ashram and the Grihastha men and women also to be really show people that we are still a force and a presence within this society, and we're there to help people. Okay. The only requirement is that you're neatly dressed. Get some sun protection. I don't think it's going to be too hot a day today, but get some sun protection and have a good voice and come out and chant loudly. Okay? Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki.